The Federal Reserve raised its interest rate for the fifth time in the last 15 months.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Fed raised its overnight lending rate by 0.25% on March 21st. This is the fifth increase in this rate over the last 15 months. The one before these five was in 2015, 3 years ago. The Fed's overnight lending rate is now at 1.75%. Still extremely low on historical basis, but at least better than almost free money that the Fed was pushing into the banking system. Also, the Fed's current plans are to continue to raise its rates through 2020. The economy has shown steady growth and employment growth has been phenomenal. By now, employment is at its so-called full employment level without, as of yet, having much effect on inflation. Since the end of the recession, unemployment has dropped from 10% to its current 4.1%. And inflation, instead of rising, dropped to less than 1% in 2015, to 2% by the end of 2016, and 2.1% last year. However, over the last 6 months, the rate of inflation has jumped to 3%. A 1920s German-type devastating hyperinflation is almost impossible in today's economy. The 21st century global economy is very different from the last century's national economies. Back then, there were a lot more stringent trade and currency barriers which significantly reduced the flow of goods and services across borders. Open trade and exchange policies prevent or at the very least limit inflation in an individual country. Since inflation happens when a lot of money is chasing a few goods, open trade solves the problem of a few goods when the entire globe is the market. However, that doesn't mean that there will be no inflation. And that's why the Fed is raising its rates to get ahead of the game. After inflation rises, it will be significantly harder to bring it back down. Some of us still remember Paul Volcker's strong-armed attempt to deal with the 14% inflation of the early 1980s. He hiked the federal funds rate to more than 19% compared to today's less than 2%. The Fed has abandoned its expansionary monetary policy since October 2014, when it started the practice of a soft contractionary monetary policy, siphoning out some of the excess money that it pumped into the economy for 6 years. In the face of high employment and increasing wages, the Fed is slowly moving toward tight monetary policy. Raising the federal funds rate creates an actual break in the mechanics of growth of money supply, as well as having an announcement effect which tells everybody to take note. The era of easy monetary policy is behind us. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.